KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 79 this afternoon under overcast skies, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 61. Overcast tomorrow, high of 78. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 73.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The success or failure of the Istanbul Agreement to allow Ukrainian grain exports from Odessa ports is in the hands of Russia. And the stakes are high as food insecurity continues to rise in the neediest parts of the world. Biden administration officials, the lawmakers said at a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing yesterday. Now, lawmakers appeared pessimistic about Russia's actions in the future, considering it endangered the agreement by hitting Odessa with missiles on Saturday, just a day after the pact was signed. Ukraine has already decided not to allow the Russian missile attack at the Odessa port to scuttle the agreement, and preparations being made to get the first grain-laden ships out. But that's done little to convince Chairman Gregory Meeks, a Democrat of New York, and ranking Republican Michael McCaul of Texas, that the deal is safe. McCaul said of the Russians, "I don't trust them." He said, "I'm very skeptical that we can trust Russian President Vladimir Putin with any form of agreement." But Sarah Charles, the head of the U.S. Agency for International Development Bureau and Humanitarian Assistance, stressed that it will be up to Russia whether the agreement survives or not. House Democrats advanced bills yesterday that would expand child nutrition assistance and require the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to issue rules for protecting workers from excessive heat. The Healthy Meals, Healthy Kids Act, approved by the House Education and Labor Committee on a party-line vote, would expand the existing community eligibility provision to allow more schools in lower-income areas to provide free meals to all students without verifying their individual eligibility. The bill would also increase the lunch reimbursement rate by 10 cents and provide $10 million to help promote the use of plant-based foods in schools. USDA would also be required under the bill to modify school nutrition standards every 10 years to keep them in line with federal dietary guidelines. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's officially election season with primary elections set for Tuesday next week on August 2nd across the state. And there's more hype in this election than we've seen in a while, with advanced ballots already being cast across the state. As according to the Kansas Secretary of State's office, thousands of ballots have already been cast, including 114,000 mail-in ballots and over 71,000 votes in person. And outside of some of the major campaigns, one of the big issues on the ballot is the Value Them Both bill. It's causing a lot of conversation on both sides of the aisle, as the bill would reverse the controversial and radical position from the Kansas Supreme Court from back in 2019 of protecting the right of an abortion through the Kansas Constitution.
If this amendment passes, then there will be explicit language in the Kansas Constitution saying nothing in the Constitution, state Constitution, can be interpreted as providing a guarantee of abortion services.
That audio from Cake News. It would be the first abortion bill in a state after the reversal of Roe v. Wade at the federal level.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tuffy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Four Wichita juveniles are officially in custody after taking a car that had a baby and a toddler inside the vehicle. As according to KSN News, Wichita Police Department received the call around 5:15 for a disturbance with a gun. When police arrived on the scene, They found the homeowner holding a person at gunpoint. When the homeowners went into the house for a moment, leaving the 1-year-old and 3-year-old in their car, four juveniles aged 12 to 16 stole the vehicle. Wichita police were able to locate the car and the suspects. All four suspects are currently in custody, according to the Wichita Police Department, and the baby and toddler are safely reunited with their parents. In other news, 26-year-old Brandy Marchant was in court on Wednesday this week to change her original plea deal and the death of her 2-year-old son, Zayden Jovanovich. Last week, Zayden's father, Patrick, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, child abuse, and aggravated kidnapping in the child's death. The event happened back on April of 2019 when a neighbor called police about a domestic disturbance at a mobile home on South Hydraulic in Wichita. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Sydney, Nebraska has announced that they're set to receive a new $19 million, over 44,000 square foot facility that's set to be built next to the Sydney Regional Medical Center. As the Panhandle News Channel reports that the SRMC has received confirmation from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development and approved financing for 40 years at 2.5% interest to fund the new extended care facility. The current extended care facility was built back in 1961, and many health officials talk about the outdated floor plans and making it challenging for residents and family to walk to where they need to go. The new facility increases the ability to recruit caregivers and ultimately employers in the community by expanding and improving available health care services for the community. The design of the building is also set to support a phased expansion as dictated by future demand. In other news, Western Nebraska Community College math instructor Amy Winters has been selected by Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society to serve on the Honors Program Council. Mid-America Network News.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. Wheat growers looking to manage barley yellow dwarf virus or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley yellow dwarf virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and moved to change the budget hearing to the August 22nd meeting at 7 p.m. in order to accommodate notice of intent to exceed the revenue neutral rate. The mill levy will be down slightly to 67.547 mil from 67.603 mil the previous year. Council unanimously approved adoption of the Economic Development Ordinance, which will incentivize infill housing construction through extended property tax reductions. Approval was given for economic development assistance toward demolition and removal of an abandoned trailer house at 1507 South Street. Approval was given for purchase of a dump trailer for the Cemetery and Parks Department with a low bid from Top Hat of Belleville for $11,800. The city attorney outlined agreements with Marshall County to foreclose at a special tax sale the condemned property at 209 North 8th Street. The city has demolished the former apartment complex, which was abandoned, with property taxes from 2017 due in the amount of nearly $14,000. Demolition costs were nearly $34,000, and after tax sale and title cost, the total amount would be around $50,000. The city has an agreement with First Commerce Bank to bid at least $50,000 to tax sale, and it's hoped that will cover all expenses. Another adjacent house, the corner of 10th and Center, was also demolished recently. A local business has been named among 32 recipients statewide to receive grant funding toward rural downtown business restoration and expansion. Farmer and Florist is remodeling the former Dahl Museum on the north side of a 900 block of Broadway in downtown Marysville for a retail enterprise with apartments on the second floor. $65,000 toward the project is among $1.3 million in matching funds, going to 22 of 220 projects submitted from across the state. An additional $585,000 will go toward a total of 10 other projects designated to make strategic investments in underutilized, dilapidated, or buildings in danger of collapse. The full list of funded projects are listed on the Kansas Department of Commerce website. Earlier this year, Blue Valley Technologies announced plans to deploy fiber to the home in Marysville, with installation to begin in August. Marysville residents will see crews from KC Cable working in the area for the next several weeks. Work to begin in the northeast section of town, and it will take several months to complete. Weather permitting, work will then move to other quadrants of the town, with plans to begin connecting homes to fiber later next year. Blue Valley deployed fiber to the business district in 2016 and is now expanding residential, which they hope will attract, retain, and encourage new employees and businesses to locate. They're working a second project in Nemahal County that will deploy fiber to nearly 200 unserved or underserved households, funding provided through the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program, which will make more than $10 million in investment across 10 rural Kansas counties. They've begun engineering portion of the project and will notify eligible households prior to the start of the next phase. Residents experiencing traffic delays due to blocked railroad tracks are encouraged to report the incidents to the grade crossing hotline by phone or email. Longer trains have resulted in longer delays, including highway crossings, and local officials have raised concerns. Online comments may be filed at up.com, and a toll-free number for reports is 1-800-848-8715. Livestock shows continue Thursday and Friday at the Gage County Fair in Beatrice, with activities continuing through Sunday. KNDY is having tower work done this week and may be off the air for a couple of hours Thursday afternoon on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and may be off air or at reduced power on FM 95.5 for a couple of hours Friday and or Saturday. James L. Jim Swim Sr., age 91, of Marysville, passed away July 20th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Swim Sr. Dennis L. Van Gilder, age 71, of Vermilion, passed away Friday. A graveside service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Vermilion Cemetery, with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Dennis Van Gilder. Jerry L. Hedke, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10:30, at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Hedke. Erwin W. Buss, age 95, of Kansas City, passed away July 24th. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Palmer. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Erwin Boss.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers possible today, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s throughout Iowa, the mid 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. And partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. And more showers possible throughout Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 110. The average low 70 and the record low 51. Sunset this evening at 8:43 with sunrise in the morning at 6:24.
Looking for ways to put that bumper berry crop to use? If you can boil water, we have a suggestion. All the juicy details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 28th, the 209th day of the year. Author Beatrix Potter was born on this day. Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, almost any kind of edible berry make a great juice you can save to enjoy year-round. And here's how. Rinse your berries, put in a heavy pot, cover with water, and bring to a boil. Mash the softened berries with a spoon or potato masher. Return to a boil, then remove from the heat. Once they've cooled, pour the mash through a colander lined with cheesecloth, capturing the juice in a bowl. Don't forget to squeeze the excess juice from the cloth, too. Sweeten to taste with honey or sugar, and you have a concrete that can be frozen and reconstituted with 3 to 4 parts water. Be careful not to drip. Berry juice will stain easily. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Good American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was another shutout for the Kansas City Royals last night as they finish up their 3-game series against the Los Angeles Angels. As the Angels finish off the series last night, shutting out the Royals 4-0 and winning the series with 2 out of 3. Both victories for the Angels were a shutout against the Royals, with game number 2 finishing 6-0. And keeping the Royals down at the bottom of the AL Central with an overall record now of 39-59, the Angels are now sitting 42-56 in number 4 in the AL West. Kansas City is now on the road heading to New York to take on the Yankees tonight for a 4-game series. That first pitch set for 6.05 p.m. this afternoon. That series is set to go through the weekend, where the Royals then head to Chicago to take on the Chicago White Sox for another 3-game series. At the same time, the news did break last night that Andrew Benintendi, player for the Kansas City Royals, has been officially traded to the Yankees. He is set to play for the Yankees coming up with the new series against Kansas City starting tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Wheat growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Well, the TBT, or also known as the basketball tournament out of Wichita, Kansas, finished with another victory of the Aftershocks inside Koch Arena, defeating the Gutter Cat Gang 74-67 last night and advancing to the TBT championship round in Dayton for the first time in program history. It is the second year in a row that the Aftershocks find themselves one win away from punching the ticket to Dayton for the TBT Final Four. And overall, the team says that they're happy with the performance.
So happy they gave us another game here to give us a, you know, a little slight advantage, but Gutter Cats came in here and they didn't disappoint. You know, they came in here, gave us the best they can. You know, I was definitely surprised, you know, the way we were playing a little slow in the beginning, that we stuck with it and we were in the game. You know, we just turned that switch and we was able to get it done.
It's the fans that give us that extra oomph, like I said yesterday. We really appreciate the fans, and tonight was amazing. Like, I could hear every single one of the fans in the stands. Like, that's how loud it was, and it was just great, and we really appreciate them.
Mid-American Network Sports.
The Marysville Junior Legion baseball team lost their first game in the state tournament to Clay Center on Wednesday. Marysville Juniors dropped the game 13-1. Marysville committing one error, allowing only one walk. Marysville Junior Legion baseball team takes on Great Bend Thursday at 12:30 and Topeka at 12:30 in pool play, with pool play winners advancing to a championship round on Saturday.
When you roller, send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Good quality trade-ins priced right at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2010 Chevy Equinox, under $6,000, a 2005 Buick Rendezvous, a 2000 Silverado 1500 model LTZ71 pickup, priced under $5,000, and a 1995 GMC Yukon. Test drive these and more today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Using the right tool for the job can reduce stress on your body and improve the health and beauty of your landscape. Here are a few basic garden tools to help you throughout the gardening season. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Buy a sturdy trowel for planting bulbs, annuals, and small-scale perennials. Add a round-pointed shovel for turning soil, incorporating compost, and planting larger perennials, trees, and shrubs. Keep the edge sharp to make cutting into the soil much easier. Include one of the many styles of hose to use for weeding and breaking up crusted soil. Invest in an iron rake for smoothing freshly cultivated soil while removing rocks and debris. Use a landscape rake to gather leaves, twigs, and other debris that collect on the lawn or in planting beds. Purchase a bypass hand pruner for deadheading, harvesting, and pruning woody stems up to 3/4 inch in diameter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
New Faces Old Lot. Located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com. Now with full-time auto detailing.
If someone walked into a restaurant and said, "Shoot me a Waco," no one would probably know what they meant. It'd actually be asking for a drink. Most of us know very well, though. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's a story that begins in 1885 in Waco, Texas.
A man by the name of Charles Alderton worked at Morrison's Corner Drugstore. It's still there today, but it was invented there on the fountain. He mixed a drink that many called a Waco back then. They would go into this shop and say, "Shoot me a Waco." He'd give you a glass of the drink. You drink it and give the glass back.
Kenny Horton says that drink called a Waco came to be called Dr. Pepper.
It wasn't put into a bottle until in 1891 when Mr. Sam Houston Prim bought the original bottling rights to Dr. Pepper and brought it to Dublin, Texas. And so we're the birthplace of bottled Dr. Pepper.
People wonder, why did Mr. Prim come to Dublin, a small town about 2 hours southwest of Dallas?
Why not go to a big city where you could generate more revenue? Well, believe it or not, back at that time, Dublin, Texas was one of the fastest growing cities in Texas.
Prim's business idea was something we take for granted today.
Most people, if they wanted a soda, they would have to go to their corner drug store and pick up a soda and drink it there and not be able to take it home. But he envisioned people drinking a cold soda out of a bottle at home.
So the first bottling of that Dr. Pepper began right here, where soda is still bottled today.
They worked out of a single room, which is actually our soda shop now. This was not a mass production type of deal. It was a few guys working together, one mixing the formula upstairs and the other two working on filling and corking. They used a pin and a cork to seal the old Hutchinson bottles in the 1890s. And they were doing probably one, two, maybe three bottles per minute.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Dublin, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Livestock guardian dogs protect livestock from predators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The breed of dog is important, as is the species it was taught to protect, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Livestock safe and predators at bay with a livestock guardian dog. They see livestock as an extension of their pack within their territory and prevent losses by discouraging predators such as coyotes from that territory. Bill Costanzo is a livestock guardian dog research specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. He says someone new to guardian dogs will usually want to get an older puppy in the 6 to 8 month old range that has already been bonded to a specific livestock species by the breeder.
They'll bond them specifically
specifically, for instance, to wool sheep or to hair sheep or meat goats or Angora goats. Other breeders will just say, well, yeah, you know, I bonded them to sheep or goats or maybe both. But some dogs are particular to a specific species. And so if you have wool sheep, for instance, and you get a dog that was bonded with hair sheep, they may or may not do the best job for you with those wool sheep because they were bonded at a younger age with those hair sheep.
Common guard dog species are large in stature and include Great Pyrenees, Anatolian Shepherd, and Akbash. Their calmness and protective nature are bred in, so Costanzo says you don't want one that's a mix with another breed.
You don't want, for instance, to get a Great Pyrenees that's mixed with a Border Collie. Livestock guardian dogs have been bred for thousands of years to specifically do a certain job, just like Border Collies have been bred to work livestock. These dogs have been bred to guard livestock, so their whole makeup is completely different. Their body structure, their personalities, and things like that.
They're independent problem solvers, but can be defiant with traditional dog training, such as teaching them to sit. Learn more about livestock guardian dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you. Not while I'm around.
DQ presents Picture This. Picture yourself at DQ on Thursday, July 28th for Miracle Treat Day. You roll up to order a blizzard with your friends and family like you have so many times before. But on this day, every flavor comes with a much-needed dose of hope. For every blizzard you buy at participating locations, $1 or more will be donated to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for your local children's hospital, making Miracle Treat Day the most satisfying way to give hope to kids in your community. Thursday, July 28th at DQ.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Left, to the left, to the right, to the right. Now hands on the wheel.
Hands on the wheel.
Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need.
at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
How people came to care about Ukrainian wheat production. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Before the pandemic, Americans generally didn't worry that much about food prices and availability. Now, on top of the pandemic, we have the Russia-Ukraine conflict. How does it impact you directly? I'll let Dr. Leanne Jackson explain. She works with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
My team did some modeling work that looked specifically at the impact of trade disruption of the war. If we thought we were moving to a situation where Ukraine exports would be reduced 100%. What our modeling showed was that this would lead to a 19% increase in global wheat prices. And if you layer onto that a restriction of wheat exports by Russia, and here we looked at a 50% reduction in wheat exports by Russia, you can see that the price increase is projected to be 34% higher.
While the U.S. doesn't need Ukrainian wheat, a lot of other countries depend on it. And even a small cost increase can be troubling, says Jackson.
Obviously, these kinds of scenarios draw a really stark lesson in terms of how important it is to keep trade moving and the fact that a rapid end to the war would be the best for many of the households who really depend on good trading relationships and imports in terms of their food security.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners to the Gage County Fair starting July 27th through July 31st. Come enjoy the Midway rides, great food, and 4-H exhibits from Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, service and installation of farm, industrial, residential doors and openers. Ask about our seamless guttering. Nails by Tina is excited about the Gage County Fair starting July 27th through the 31st. Come one, come all, and check out the scrumptious food and baked goods, the awesome entertainment, 4-H events, and so much more. Gather the family and come have a great time. From Nails by Tina in Beatrice. Sheer Quality Furniture welcomes everyone to come out to the Gage County Fair this year. There's so much to do, so mark those calendars for July 27th through the 31st. And come have some fun. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Shear. Financing available.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the United Soybean Board of Farmers Leaders has recently met with a group of professional chefs to help promote the use of high oleic soybean oil in the restaurant and food services industries. As Chuck Prailwitz is a soy checkoff leader from Wisconsin who took part in the event.
Well, this was an event that was started with the United Soybean Board and the Culinary Institute of America out in Napa, California. We met with chefs that were able to see what we were doing with soybean oil and how it would work in their kitchens. The heart healthy oil that is very friendly for kitchen use. We had an hour and a half to make a meal and we had to eat the meal afterwards, and all of the chefs were using oil in everything they did. It was a very fun event. It was very informative, learning how the chefs work. They learned how we farmed and made the soybeans sustainable.
He goes on to talk about the high oleic oil is a good choice for professional chefs overall.
High oleic soybean oil is heart healthy, and it compares equally with olive oil, but it does not have the taste factor that olive oil can sometimes have. So that works very well that way. Cooking with it, the flash point is higher, so it doesn't flame as fast. And the oxidation is very low, so it doesn't coat the cooking utensils and the baskets as much as the other ones, so if you're doing a lot of frying with it.
Participants from across the culinary world came to the event, including at Red Robin, Nestle, chefs from colleges and hospitals, and a K-12 school consultant for 30,000 students, among many others. And Prailwitz says that events like this are a great way to promote the U.S. soy industry overall.
We're always looking for ways to connect with the top of the food chain. We're basically the bottom. We start the process. The cooks are kind of in the middle, close to the end, but it was very nice to see them be able to talk to what we were doing, see what we were doing, and then see how well the oil performed in their kitchens. It was just a nice event to get that connection there, because they will take it and use it in their kitchens and talk about it to the other kitchens and other places that need it and show how it's going to help them also.
You can find more information online at soyinnovation.com.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In the latest Crop Progress and Condition Report, USDA has lowered their condition for corn and soybeans. Of the top 18 corn-growing states, the condition rating 61% good to excellent. That's a 3-point drop from last week, 14% poor to very poor. 13% of the U.S. corn crop reaching the dough stage, and 62% of corn silking. The five-year average is 70%. Soybean crop condition, 59% good to excellent, a 2-point drop from last week, 11% poor to very poor, 26% setting pods. The five-year average is 34%, and 64% of the soybean crop blooming, nearly catching up with the five-year average of 69%. Oh, by the way, the 77% of the winter wheat crop has now been harvested. The spring wheat condition coming back now 68% good to excellent, but that is a 3-point drop from a week ago. The House Ag Committee held the fourth in a series of listening sessions entitled A 22 Review of the Farm Bill, Perspectives from the Field in Minnesota. Two members of Congress participated, with approximately 130 members of the public participating in person and over 1,000 streaming online. Audience members discussed topics like crop insurance, dairy policy, new and underrepresented farmers, and mental health. In Minnesota, 67,400 farms cover more than half the state, 25,400,000 acres of land. Corn and beans, the top two commodities in Minnesota. They also lead the nation in production of red kidney beans, sugar beets, and turkeys raised. And according to statistics, Minnesota is the fifth most producing agriculture state in the U.S. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Cattle chutes prevent injuries to both animal and handler. They can also reduce stress if you look at it from the cow's point of view on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Chutes are an important piece of equipment in a cattle operation. They hold an animal still so handlers and veterinarians can safely work procedures and care for it. However, if the cow isn't calm, nobody's happy. Paul Beck is an extension livestock specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says cattle don't perceive the world in the same way we do. Their hearing is better, but their depth perception is lousy. Anything you can do to make the experience less stressful for the animal while it's walking to or in the chute is beneficial for both cattle and handlers. Evaluate the chute and surroundings from a cow's perspective before you start working the animals.
Anything unfamiliar to those animals will cause them to balk. So picking up the litter and not having flags or something waving in front of them or dangling chains, shadows, those all cause cattle to balk and turn around. And that becomes dangerous to the person handling those animals if they're down there with them.
The more cattle are acclimated to the chute and their surroundings, the better off they are when they realize they're not going to be harmed.
There's a lot to be said for your cows to run them through without doing anything to them. Just run them through to apply topical dewormer or fly control. Those types of things makes them realize that not every time I come through, you know, am I going to get stuck with a needle or is it going to be a negative experience?
I'm Jody Henke. Read more on stress-reducing cattle chute practices at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through the Thursday today. Markets getting close to the wrap-up at the end of the pre-Friday celebration. Not a lot of movement overall in the grain market overall. Corn, wheat, and soybeans are still mostly higher on the day. Livestock started off mixed but went kind of in the downward direction overall. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. As I mentioned, corn market, they've been pretty steady throughout most of the day today. Haven't moved in a while. September corn sitting up 15 and a quarter cents to 615 and a half. December corn's up 16 and a quarter to 619 and a quarter of a cent. In the wheat market, mostly higher here. September KC wheat's up 22 and three quarters to 884 and a half. December's up 22 and a half cents to 892 even. In the bean market, mostly higher here. August soybeans are up 25 and a quarter cent to 1604 even. September's up 32 cents at 1456 and a half. Mixed in the meal market is August soybean meals up $1.20 to 490 and 10 cents. And the September's down 420 to 441 and 80 cents. And soybean oil is seeing a decent jump here with August oil up by $4.30 at 65.48. September's up 405 to 63 and 90 cents. In the cotton market, a little bit of green here. October cotton's up 217 at 102 even. December's up $1.04 at 96 and 11 cents. And the oats market, a little bit of green here with September oats up 2 pennies at 442 and a half. December up by 0.75 cents to 430. And a quarter. In the livestock market, we started off mixed here. Live cattle was in the green earlier today. They kind of dipped down as the day's gone on here. August live cattle's down 45 cents to 136.35. October's down 45 cents at 141 and 87 cents. Feeder cattle mostly lower here with August down $1.60 at 177 and a half. And the lean hogs are slightly higher here. August up 92 cents and 119.52. U.S. dollar index today, not a lot of movement as September index is up by 3 cents at 106.36. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at Burwell Construction.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tubby and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
With cybersecurity becoming more and more of a hot topic in agriculture, it's important to understand how to best protect farm data. From Kansas State University, I'm Samantha Bennett with Agriculture Today. Terry Griffin, K-State Cropping Systems Economist, discusses the importance of protecting data on the farm.
I worked with a group of attorneys who are largely in departments of agriculture economics at other land-grant universities and did some searching, and we wrote a paper that became publicly available in 2019. And as of then, and I believe it to still be true, that there is no state or federal laws that kind of govern this idea. And so the attorneys in this paper would suggest that, well, it's not something we can copyright. And it doesn't follow patterns that would allow us to do protections like patents or trademarks. And the paper was published in Drake Journal of Agricultural Law. Actually, Ellickson was the first author on that. We do make some suggestions to farm operators on how they can protect farm data.
Not only does Griffin detail that producers need to be taking protecting farm data into their own hands, but he also describes actionable steps to do exactly that.
One is treat it like a trade secret. In order for the courts to view something as a trade secret, then the person who controls what they want to be a trade secret must treat it as such. And that doesn't mean that they can just say it's a trade secret and move on. They've got to go to great lengths. You know, classic example is the formula for Coca-Cola. Only a handful of people can access it, and it's safe. And they had to go through some great length. And it doesn't have to be those types of severe, extreme examples. But, the farm operators do need to treat it as a trade secret.
According to Griffin, additional measures of protection might include the use of non-disclosure agreements and regular password changing.
They suggested in this paper to have employees sign non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, maybe change passwords quarterly. Working for a university, we're sort of forced to change passwords every 90 days, I believe. We've got to change our passwords. Something like that would need to be instated at the farm level as well. And make sure that if an employee leaves, that all of their connections to farm data have been stopped. Again, passwords changed and that kind of thing. So there are some actionable things that farm operators can do to protect data if they want to show that it does have value, in the hope that they would be considered a trade secret.
With tips on how to treat farm data as a trade secret, that was K-State Cropping Systems Economist Terry Griffin. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center invites everyone out to the North Central Kansas Free Fair starting August 2nd. There will be fun activities for the whole family. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
KNDY. Thank you.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.